Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. And getting it in the fever, let's hear a little bit from Whiskey 6 and his words to the militia.
The American militia must, at this time, prepare itself for what is here, even now. Some of it is yet to come. Our founding fathers, and their God-inspired wisdom, but it has. Let us stand together and honor our obligation to country and Constitution. Let us stand as men and women of a free republic. Let us prepare to do what I'm sure is unthinkable to some of you, but take up arms in defense of our neighborhoods, our families, and our country and Constitution. The incumbent administration has taxed us without representation, imposed medical care and the assorted fees without being duly authorized by the Congress of the United States. They've weakened the world's greatest military and undermine security of our nation. Even now, we're on the cusp, the brink of World War III. Let's answer the call. Let's answer our duty and obligation. If there must be war, let it be here now. Acquiescence only emboldens those who subvert our country. And there are many. The imported jihadists, the American-born jihadists, drug dealers, corrupt LEO, a government who no longer represents the people, but takes care of theirself, theirself only. Let us win, lose, or draw, fulfill that obligation and be the Constitution's last line of defense and only hope at this point. God save this venerable republic. Maybe
you'll
let us help.
Fix
bayonets. Whiskey 6 out.
Thank you, Whiskey 6, and for that announcement. And here, in person, is the commander of Wildcard Command. Go ahead, Whiskey 6. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Paul Bearer. Patriot extraordinaire. We've been telling you over the course of the last month what has transpired. In this wonderful country of ours, we've been tracking armed forces deploying for war around the globe. Our federal police apparatus have been very active, but we're starting to see the payoff. The Washington Post posted an article. I would like you all to read it. About an Oregon militia unit training. And they're interviewed, of course, they're laughed at, called the Y'all Qaeda. But the fact of the matter is, the militia is standing up in this country. It is more capable. It is the finest militia the United States has ever fielded. It is better trained, better armed, better educated, better financed, and that's sad, than any militia ever be fielded in this country. Now, here's the downside with that. This is what we do. We want you all talking with each other. We want you allied with the units in your state that you can supply mutual aid and support between each other. We want you all ready to do your duty. But we have a special topic here tonight, and we're going to share that with you in just 1 second. There has been hope in the military. There are two groups. This also was hit the press the other day. American Firsters, who believe America is the military's obligation first and foremost, as spelled out in the Constitution. And those who see it as their duty to obey every order, whether it be lawful or not. Both have merit. Both are United States servicemen, women. We agree with the American Firsters. It is the avowed policy and standing order, wild card. Any unit wild card will not fire upon any U.S. Army unit, only in defense of their lives. Any other way, everyone will be issued a card, status of forces card, so to speak. We want to break contact with Army units and not impede them. We want forces to know that we're obeying our oath to the Constitution just like they are. We wish all who honor that oath to the Constitution to stand with us, and we surely stand with you. I'd like to have Paul Bear, and I'm going to sit back and listen here for a minute. And he's going to give you what's happened in the last week. And you'll see our schisms. Our very nation is torn. Why not the military? We know that no single unit, all units are comprised of people from all over the country, different ideals. That's great. Different philosophies, different politics, but we all share one thing in common, that oath to the Constitution. Paul Bear, why don't you enlighten our audience to what has been going on for the past 10 days to 2 weeks?
Roger that. Thank you very much, Six. We became aware recently that a unit from, I believe they were in 3rd Infantry, and the commander of a base in South Carolina in Sumter came to odds, and the military unit who's operating in the middle of Jade Helm in South Carolina left the base. Still haven't figured out what over and who was in charge and why, but that's not done. Generally, that goes up the line and down the line, and when it's finished, one commander or the other gets a new assignment. Not sure what's happening there. There's a lot to be said. In other words, we don't know which side won and which side lost. Ours or theirs. Right? Now, one of the other problems that we have is we've got units are gone everywhere. We lost a B-52 at Anderson in Guam, but apparently the runway was fixed because the president and Air Force One went through there. So apparently they fixed that. We have naval forces standing out in the Pacific opposing Chinese forces. We have military units, of active Army units, doing exercises and live fire drills on the Russian border. Somebody's trying to get somebody to shoot first. Unfortunately, that poor soldier in the middle is the one that's going to get upset when he gets a hole in his head. What you have to understand, when Six says, don't oppose them, is a lot of people aren't aware how that soldier got to be where he is. I'm going to bring that down here so you can hear it. I soldiered for 27 years. I was everything from a private all the way up to a warrant officer. And you'd get a call in the middle of the night. If you were in the barracks, the alarms would go off. If you were at home, the phone would recall you. You grab your orders are to get your bag and get it laid out down below wherever you're supposed to go. Some would go to the downstairs in the day room. Some would go in the hall. You lay out your equipment. Your platoon sergeant would make sure that you had everything you needed. When it was finished, you would be moved to another area. A truck or would show up at the door. Everybody would get in with their backpack, their rifle. If they had ammunition issued, they would bring that, their protective mask, and they'd sit in the truck and the sides would be pulled down. You don't know where you are. You would ride in that truck till it quit driving. You'd open it up and you would be at a airport. Plane would be landing. You'd be sitting in that truck with the sides down. So no one can hurt you. No one can throw a hand grenade into a truck with the sides pulled down. And that's where you sat. Plane arrives. You got off the truck. You ran onto the airplane. You took off. Nobody tells you nothing. You fly for 5 or 6 hours. You touch down. You get off. You get onto a bus and all the windows are darkened. Either somebody has taped paper on the inside or they've been spray painted, and this is to protect you. And you'd ride for another hour or two. You don't know where you are. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything except the platoon sergeants having you go over training and plans. You get to wherever you're going and you get out, they put you in the MOP 4. MOP 4, that's where you put on your gloves and your mask and your protective clothing. When you get that on there, you're looking, you can't breathe well. You're looking out the front end of that thing and you wouldn't recognize anybody. They line you up across the street and they tell you the enemy's over there and we're here to protect the people from him. Now you don't know what people. You don't know whose people, when, or anything. You're just standing there. You can't hardly hear anything except the platoon sergeant hollering at you. You could be in Europe. You could be in Smallville, USA. You could be in your hometown. Your mother could be standing in that group of people across the street, and you would not be able to know who she was. That is why Six says, do not engage the military. They didn't volunteer to be there. So when you hear that word, how did your out come out, that there's U.S. forces on the street and you roll down there, thing to do is to carry a sign that says, U.S. Army or U.S. military, welcome to, and put the name of the town. We support the Constitution, so they know that you're not Al-Qaeda. Raise that, take your weapon, and point it towards the ground. No one has ever been shot for pointing a weapon at the ground. Rise it up, and they've got more firepower and more ammunition than you have in the house. And it wouldn't be necessary because they're in that protective mask. They can, all they see is the weapons, the outline, the blurs. They see that sign, they know where they are. Your weapons at the ground, they're not going to shoot first because, again, they are Americans. So be very careful when engaging in the military. What you don't want is to start something and have them have to finish it for you. Now, we've gone over this, and he said this a number of times. I talk to patriots all the time. If they come to get my gun, I will leave a pile up. Who's coming to get your guns? 9 times out of 10 is not going to be the military. They may be in the truck outside, but who's going to come to get your guns is going to be that local oath-breaking sheriff or oath-breaking police chief. That's why you need to make sure his deputies know that you believe in the oath that he took
And he may have taken one too. He may have served in the military also. And he may not be happy what he's doing. But if he wants to continue to have an insurance program for his wife and kids, if he wants the children to be able to get to the dentist, he has to go out there. Treat him with respect. Treat him firmly, but with respect. Make sure they know. That's why Six has made the comment. In the military, we carry a card. The front and back of the card has on there things that you cannot do that are unlawful. On the front of the card is to be handed to other troops. In other words, if you show up in a German area, you hand it to the German police. You hand it to the French police. You hand it to the local sheriff. And let them know that you are an oath carrier. You have an oath. You are someone who believes in the Constitution and the rule of law. And you're got their back if they decide to help you. All this is important. And everybody has to take it down slowly and surely. You have to look at who's teamed. Who's on your team? If you are part of your community watch and the police come out and you ask questions and they give you bad answers, you've identified team members. They're on the other team. If they come out and they support what you say or they make comments, but if you're not parts of these of the community, you won't hear this. The only thing you'll hear is what the guys sit around the ready line at the range and listen to them talk a lot of trash. But they may be saying that just so you think they're a great guy. You need to always know where everybody's team is. Who is on that other team, though? Not every police officer. Not the guy that lives down the street. But you won't know that unless you've taken the time to put together your neighborhood protection teams. These are your criteria. If they declare a state of emergency, the only people that are going to come in contact with anybody are the people that think it now's the time to get ready and let's run down to the grocery store and stock up on food. Well, grocery store is already empty. Well, let's stop by and pick up some ammo. Walmart's already empty. All the gun people have locked all the weapons that they can't carry with them in that safe, chained it to the wall, recorded the numbers and the thing, and they're home with mom. Let's go to the gas station. Gas station has no fuel. It's out. So don't wait till the last minute because this is the 11th hour. Everything should be ready. Now, every time we do one of these radio shows, I always tell you, go to the RAM site. It's got a new location. It did not go away. The new location is Militias, MILITIAS, Ning, November, India, November, Golf, .com. Go up there. If you're not a member, join. The only reason they have you join is so that they can send not so they can wear you out with advertising, but so they know who they're talking to. Once you get logged in, go to the Wizards Resource Center. There's thousands of things there that you need. Where you need them is not on that site when the electricity goes off. You need them on a thumb drive. Or burn them onto a DVD and put it away to someplace where if that site goes down, you have the ability to have everything they have. And they've got a lot. But you can get it, an 8-gig thumb drive today. Runs you somewhere around $5. You can get three of them from one of the box stores for $18 to $20. So get you one of those. You want to know what to do with it? Well, we might have an EMP. That's great. Don't hurt you. Get you a piece of, go stop by Lowe's, get you a piece of pipe that's bigger than those three drives, about that long. Put a cap on each end. take it and put it in the attic. You can just open up the little door and flip it up there amongst the stuff. It'll be there when it's needed. With all that information waiting for you, because that device does not need a battery. Other things you have to look at. If you're in the military and you're listening to this show, the hardest decision you ever have to make, it was the decision that every soldier before you and after you is going to have to make, is that a lawful order? Why? You have people who took the oath just so they could get the job. Now they got the job. The wife's got the new car. They're happy. Everything's going on. And they are yes, sir, three bags full to anything they're told to do by any officer or NCO appointed over. It's your job, just as it was mine during my time. When they give you an order that's unlawful, an unlawful order is one that violates our Constitution, violates our morals, and violates our religious way of life. And if you take that order and you're found wrong, down the road, you'll have the same problem that the guards at Dachau had when they said, I was just following orders. It was the orders of my commander. And that was the words they carried with them when they put them up on the pedestal, tied the rope around their neck, and pulled the pin. If you know if it's right or wrong. If not, get a copy of the Geneva Conventions. They'll tell you what's right and wrong. Look at the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. They will tell you if it doesn't violate that, it doesn't violate the Geneva Conventions, and it does not violate your honor, then it's probably okay. If it hurts somebody unnecessarily or deprives them of something that they have a right to, it's probably unlawful. But that decision falls to everybody who serves. Now, there's a new fly in the ointment. The President of the United States has formed a group to determine and how to prevent atrocities. What is an atrocity? Not much definition of that. But so they formed a group of people that he selected, working with the commanders of Homeland Security and quoting the National Defense Authorization Act for authority. So this means that it can't be anything good for you and I, because that was the same act that told the military that they could arrest us and incarcerate us without a trial, without a warrant, if they thought that we were bad guys. So you need to get online, go to whitehouse.gov, the briefing room, presidential actions, and look up that elect order on atrocities. You need to know it. It's going to help you. We're getting down to the 11th hour. By this time, on your neighborhood, in your community protection team or neighborhood protection team, you should have field of fire cards on every house. You should have designated people who will open up a garage, set up some tarps to handle wounded people. You will have certain people in your community who will know that it's their job to make the sandwiches. And if they have to go door to door to get bread, then do it. You should have certain people in the community who, although they may not be combat skilled, they may even be a felon and not be allowed to have a weapon, but they can help. They said they could not possess a firearm. They did not say they could not load one. They did not say that they could not carry ammunition. They did not say they cannot run generators. These people are all needed. It's also now too late, but not too late. You need to have newspapers that are not controlled by the White House. You should not be able, if you go to a NorthCarolinaRenegade.com, David DeGeronimo's got out something called the Appalachian Messenger. That's his. This thing will print on an 8x14 sheet of bond paper. If you run down to one of your office supply stores, you'll probably find that you can print them for 6 cents a sheet. If you can print one up on a weekly basis, knock that out, and make sure everybody in your neighborhood gets it with all the news, that everybody will be on the same sheet of music when the time comes. Why do we worry about it? When you listen to Fox News, now you got to understand, while Fox News may claim to be the voice from the other side, Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, and Rupert Murdoch votes on the board of directors for the Bilderbergers, the richy-richy guys who actually control people like the president and the Congress with money. So when he starts to put this out, this is more than just news. This is announcements, Mike. Here's some sites if you want to get some separate information. One of them, Howard Duff, runs a site called Veterans Today. He's got some great reporters doing some great work on there. Here in North Carolina, you've got the North Carolina Renegade. He posts quite a bit. You've got Western Rifle Shooters blog site that has a lot of information. All these sites putting together are trying to tell you the same thing. This is the 11th hour. This is the time when all of us should have food put away, but not out invisible, because they do have orders at FEMA that if they're short of food, that they should come to your house and shop. And when they come, they're not going to be walk up and says, may I please, or do you have any spare? They're going to have two big ugly guys go in your house, load up the boxes, thank you, and leave, and tell you to file a claim with FEMA, and when the emergency is over, they'll reimburse you. They're authorized to do that. And it's really rude to shoot them when they do it. So you should have your food. You should have ammunition put away. The makers of PVC is a great thing. You take a 4-inch piece of PVC, you see a one end real good, you drop your weapon and some ammunition in the other end, and you put on some sealer and heat it up with a hot gun to let some air out, you can drop that in the septic tank and know exactly where it'll be. All these things we have to do. All these things you have to do. But mainly, as Six says, you got to start talking to each other. Because if you don't talk to each other, who are you going to call? Ghostbusters are out of business. So you should have at least one contact in every group in your town. They're calling my name here at Blog Talk Radio. It's getting down to the end. Don't forget about the instruction to go up to militias.ning.com and look through the Wizard's House. And y'all come back and see us next week. Same time, same place. Y'all have a good evening now. Wild Card Command Radio out for the week.